Hey, Merry Christmas and welcome to the Intentional Living Center, and we are decked out for the holidays. We've got the tree up and we got the bells ringing, and I'll tell you what, we're going to just celebrate today God's goodness, what He's done, and how we can prepare our hearts to have an intentional Christmas.
Welcome to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson, and Merry Christmas. This is our special Christmas program entitled An Intentional Christmas. All our staff at the Intentional Living Center have today off, so we have no operators on duty. But if you have an intentional story you'd like to share, you can call anytime 24/7, 1-888-888-1717. Now to help you be more intentional for your life, here's Randy.
Thank you, Kurt, and welcome to our Intentional Living Center today. We've got a real treat in store for you, and we're going to get to it real quickly. We've asked our contributors to join us on the phone, those that you hear during the year. Linda Swindling will be coming up first. We're going to hear from Rod, Greg Jantz, so we're going to be hearing from Parkey and from King, all of them joining us today on the program as we hear some of their Christmas memories, and we'd love to hear yours as well. And if you want to share it on our storyline, tell us what God's doing, give a Christmas greeting, that would be fantastic as you call 888-888-1717 and leave it there recorded so we can get access to it, okay? Also, we're going to have some scripture during this half hour I think you're going to enjoy. In fact, let's get started with the reading of some biblical prophecy proclaiming the birth of Christ.
The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest.
For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders.
And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever.
The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel.
Randy Carlson here wishing you a Merry Christmas from my wife Donna and I and our team. From Intentional Living. And we got something really special for you today. We've been hooking up with some of the contributors to the program, those who share their wisdom and insight and what God has taught them to share with you throughout the year. We want to hear what they do at Christmas time. So they'll be joining us, joining me during this half hour. And first up is Linda Swindling. And you hear her often. Linda helps us understand how workplace issues should be handled intentionally and relationships. And she's certainly an expert in this area. And Linda, Merry Christmas to you.
Well, Merry Christmas to you, Randy.
Welcome to the program. Tell me, what do you all do at Christmas time? What makes this special time for you?
Well, you know, besides all the cooking and the regular Christmas stuff, we have a really neat tradition. We help an organization called MetroCrest Social Services, and they help the working poor. And so every year, the kids and I go and we shop for teens and find gifts for them. And then we go and we serve in this Christmas store. And all of those folks get points. So instead of, you know, hey, you have two girls, here's your two dolls, the families actually get to choose someone to go in, and it's usually the mom, and she shops with the points for their family. So she knows what the kids need. You know, she knows if this one doesn't have anything or maybe needs a bicycle or the family needs a something. It's just such a dignified way to shop.
Yes.
And then when they leave, you know, kids aren't allowed back there. When they leave with just several things. One is everything's in a black plastic trash bag, so you can't see it. And then they get food for, you know, a month, because you think about it, the kids are out of school, they're not getting free lunch or their breakfast. And so we also give them stockings, and then as they leave, we always have elves and Santa hats and, you know, help them out to their car. And I love the feeling that it's giving hope, it's helping people, but more than that, it's also serving people with dignity.
Wow.
So I really love that.
And I'm sure it has an impact on your daughter when she goes with you to, you know, being blessed and then helping those who maybe are in greater need.
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, sometimes when and I've done it since they were little kids. I always let them, you know, buy what age appropriate gift was there. But that my daughter really gets now that maybe she doesn't need all the fancy things. There's some kids that don't even have shoes, you know, that are fitting them and might not have a coat. So it really helps put things in perspective when we're saying bye 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 for me.
That's fantastic. I think as you know, we hear the testimonies this half hour, we hear others, you know, that are doing different things, that Christmas is a time of giving, not receiving. It's a time of sharing and encouraging others, helping others, and certainly it's all about the gift of God's Son, Jesus, coming to us. And as Christians, it gives us a chance to reach out to others. Well, we'll let you get back to your Christmas celebration. I just wanted to connect with you briefly here at the beginning of the program and wish you and your family a Merry Christmas, and thank you for all of your help and good wisdom during the year.
Well, thank you. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to all your listeners, and especially to you, Randy. Take care.
Hey, thanks, Linda, for your contribution, and Merry Christmas to you again. So let's turn now and listen to the next passage from Scripture that talks about Mary.
In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings.
You who are highly favored, the Lord is with you."
Mary was greatly troubled at his word and wondered what kind of greetings this might be. But the angel said to her,
"Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus.
He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end."
"How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered,
"The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God."
"I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May it be to me as you have said."
Then the angel left her, and Mary said,
"My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed."
We're celebrating Christmas together, and we're having some of our friends stop by that you may hear from time to time on the program or on our Intentional Living Minute, and hear a little bit about their Christmas experience. Rod Robison, who's a part of our team here at the center, he's the Vice President for Development, but also contributes on the Intentional Living Minute, and he stopped by. Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you. Very good to be here.
Good time with your family during this season.
It's been very good, yeah.
What's one special thing that you guys do here at Christmas time?
Well, my wife actually created a tradition a few years ago that we've carried on, and we hope to have our kids carry on as well. Now, it goes back to Thanksgiving. We call it the Thanksgiving tree. So we put up the Christmas tree right before Thanksgiving. And then my wife put some scrolls, little cardboard scrolls with a little ribbon around it, and decorated the tree with these little scrolls and some oranges just to make it look a little different and give it a little color. And then on Thanksgiving Day, we would scroll up little notes that said, "Here's what I'm thankful for." And we stick them in each of those scrolls. After the Thanksgiving dinner, we then open those up and we read them randomly, and everybody guesses who's thankful for what. Huh. And it gives us an opportunity to say, "Hey, I'm thankful for you. I'm thankful for my kids. I'm thankful for my spouse." It's been wonderful. And then after Thanksgiving, we redecorate the tree for Christmas.
Wow.
But that's been a tradition now for several years, and just an endearing tradition for us, and we just love it. So we hold off on the Christmas tree as such until after Thanksgiving. Then we decorate it for Christmas, put the gifts under, and so on.
So
it has
a little scroll. She wraps up little cardboard thing. Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's like a little cardboard scroll. It looks real pretty, and you know, it looks decorative.
Huh. And then you stick them in there.
And then so
it's
a way that we can begin the Christmas season with a heart of thankfulness. And another thing that we've done is that we will take some of what we would have spent on Christmas gifts, and we give it to somebody else, somebody who's less fortunate. And then we tell our kids, "Hey, you know, I gave this to this organization or that for that organization in order to, you know, to help somebody in need." And our kids are totally behind that. They just love doing that.
Yeah, we did that this year. Donna found that there was a need for one of the ministries that, that we support for a goat for it.
Yeah, we've done the goat and the pig. And
I just wondered how they're going to wrap that. But yeah, I got the picture out. I just had this picture of UPS with this goat.
Yeah, really, dropped by a drone maybe. I don't know.
That's our Western mindset, I guess. But we get it. Doing something special at this season. You know, speak for just a minute, Rod, about to our listeners about Christmas, the meaning to you of this Advent these days that we're celebrating right now.
Well, we try to keep our kids and our whole family focused on the real meaning of Christmas. And I know that sometimes sounds trite, but it is so easy to get drawn away with, you know, the gift giving and so on and so on. And we just really try to say, you know, let's remember amongst all the gift giving and all the traditions. We have a number of family traditions, but really try to focus in on, why are we really here? What are we really celebrating? And there's various ways of doing it. I mean, you've got the Advent candles, you've got, you know, reading the Christmas story before you open the gifts, that type of thing. But, you know, just in general, we try to keep the family focused on why we're really here celebrating. Mm-hmm.
That's good. Well, you go back to your family. Enjoy the rest of this Christmas season, okay?
Well, about 5 years ago, my mother-in-law moved in with us, and it's just been a blessing to us. In the past few years, Mom and I started a new tradition. Christmas Eve, we'll get popcorn out and do homemade milkshakes, and we put in a nativity story. We just do a whole family night, and it's just a way to reconnect and take that special journey that is what the whole purpose is for.
Joining me on the phone, Greg Jantz, who's our mental health expert. You hear him on the Intentional Living Minute. You hear him on the air here with one of our contributors from time to time. And he's taking just a brief time out of his Christmas celebration to join us from his home in Seattle. And Merry Christmas to you, Dr. Jantz.
Oh, good to be with you today. Yes, it's Christmas.
Yeah, it's a celebration and it's a great time. But, you know, a lot of people aren't so happy at Christmas. This is a downtime. And you work with people in your place called the Center, where you offer hope and what God has for people. What kind of a message do you have for people at Christmas time from your own heart and your own experience?
It's really easy today and in these few days to find yourself focusing on maybe some things that didn't go well, or somebody that said something to you, or a challenging family member, and we all have those. And I just think it's important right now to take a moment, refocus, and let gratitude come back in, and keep our eyes on the reason for Christmas. Mm. This is the time where we don't over-personalize anything. And sometimes, you know, family thinks they know us the best, and sometimes they don't.
Yeah.
So whether it's been really positive or there's been some challenges, like most of us have some challenges, it's the time to go, I'm not going to absorb this or take it personal. Thank you, Lord, really, for the hope of this season. Mm.
What, when you think about some traditions over the years in your own family, either from your memories of growing up or now, what are some traditions that you guys celebrate?
Well, we have two boys, one in high school and one in junior high, and I've been married 32 years. And we've decided in the last few years to kind of do our own family tradition after maybe for many years kind of feeling like, well, you're going here and doing this and that and kind of maybe doing it for everybody else. We've stepped back a little bit. We still have time with family, but Christmas Day, we've done the last few years where we decided it's just going to be us on that day. And so that actual day of Christmas, and we're doing it now, we're doing it this year, is our own special family day. Mm. It's not that we're ignoring others, but we're just going to anchor in, really enjoy one another, really have the gratitude and just the time together before we extend ourselves to others.
That's good.
So our tradition has been coming home.
Yeah, sounds like a fun time. Hey, I only got another minute, but I'd like to ask you, what message would you share with people listening today on Christmas from your own heart for those who are listening on this day?
Well, I'm going to take that word hope, and I want you to think about the new year. Don't get fixated right now on this day or things that aren't going well, but I want you to think about and have gratitude. And today, just pause and think about three things that God has really done for me in this last year. And I want you to place your eyes on the future that he has for you. Jeremiah 29:11, that you have a future and a hope, and that's God's plans for you. And maybe this is the time to pause, allow gratitude to be there, because God's going to give you some optimism for your future. So let's rest in that.
That's a great message. Well, I'll let you get back to the family time that you've set aside, and I appreciate you joining us for a few minutes, Greg. And so from all of us here at Intentional Living, Merry Christmas to you.
Oh, and to you, thank you. It is great teamwork.
Thanks, Greg. Let's get back to Scripture, more Scripture, this time on Joseph.
This is how the birth of Jesus came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit.
Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly.
But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit.
She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet.
The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us.
When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife.
Randy Carlson here, Intentional Living Center, celebrating Christmas. And we've invited some of our contributors to stop by here, those who help out with the program and share their wisdom and expertise throughout the year. To hear a little bit what's going on in their lives at Christmas time here. And Parky Thompson's on the line with me. And Parky is contributes with our financial area and helping you think more intentional about your money. And Merry Christmas to you, Parky.
Well, Merry Christmas to you, Dr. Carlson, everyone there at Intentional Living.
Glad to have you on. Hey, you know, here we are celebrating Christmas. When you think back to being a little boy, what are some of the memories you have as growing up around the home?
Well, you know, it was all about family. Of course, as a child, you're looking to see how much you can get and, you know, whether you've been good or bad and all that good stuff. But when I really think back to being a child, it's the family. My mother came from a family of nine other siblings, and on Christmas, we typically went to my grandfather's house, and so all of her siblings and all of their children and aunts and all that stuff. A lot of people in a small farmhouse there, but it was all about family. And that's really what I think about the most.
When you get together as a family, what kinds of things do you talk about now when roles are reversing?
It's a nice thing at Christmas time. I think one of the things that my parents have brought into play, especially here at Christmas time, and is the fact that we don't lose sight of what the season is about. Mm-hmm. It is about gift giving, and God gave us the greatest gift of all, his son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And so one of the things that we do, when you say talk about, before we open any gifts, before we do anything, my dad passes out Bibles, as many as he can find, maybe New Testaments, and for everyone who's there, we begin to read the book of our second chapter of Luke, everybody taking a turn with reading that, so that we really understand before we open a gift what the season is all about, and keep our focus to be intentional about the Lord Jesus Christ.
Hey, what's your Christmas wish for all of our listeners today?
Well, I really hope that people will, again, keep Christmas in the right perspective and realize this is a season that we celebrate the Savior's birth. It is gift-giving, and God gave us his greatest gift as well. And at the same time, while we're giving gifts to others, let's keep it intentional and making sure that we don't do things that we shouldn't do as far as our finances. He also expects us to be wise with what he's given us and being good stewards there. And while it is great to give, sometimes we can't give to everybody. Let's stay focused. Let's stay intentional with what we are. And again, celebrate reason of the season.
Absolutely. Well, Parky, Merry Christmas to you and your family, and thank you for joining us, and thanks for all of the good wisdom you bring to the program over the year, and we'll look forward to another good year together.
Thank you, and Merry Christmas to everyone as well.
You know, when the angels filled the skies over Bethlehem announcing Jesus' birth, there must have been, and there was, recorded for us, a whole lot of rejoicing going on. Let's listen.
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world, and everyone went to his own town to register.
So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child.
While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them,
"Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord.
This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying,
"Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about."
So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who is lying in the manger.
When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them.
But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
Celebrating Christmas with you, with our own family, and with our contributors here, those who help out at the Intentional Living Center to bring you a lot of very practical, helpful information throughout the year. And I've got King Hoover on the line. He's our intentional health coach and has helped so many people over this last year with his spot, plus his joining us on the program. And Merry Christmas to you, King.
Thank you, Randy. I appreciate it.
Hey, so what do you guys do special at Christmas time? How do you celebrate this season?
Because I have an older son, 25, just getting together with him, as he's a very busy life. He is a barista at Starbucks. He is doing some voiceover acting.
Wow.
And it gives him a heavy schedule. Our younger son in school coaches with me in my training business. But anything that kind of pulls us all together into the same space for a meal, to talk, to laugh, and just kind of share memories of the past is awesome for me. When I was younger, I really didn't think that I'd make it this far into success in life with a family, and to be here with a 25-year-old, a nearly 20-year-old, and a great wife of almost 30 years, it's very exciting. Very exciting, and recounting that is just a great blessing.
Now, when you say you didn't think you'd be here, what happened in your life? What changed?
Well, you know, early on, very early, my parents broke up, and the stepfather that came into my life was just a textbook bad. And at 15, when your life is all over the newspaper in your hometown, it's just a kind of a jarring experience. And then there were some years after that where I was just trying to recover and kind of come to myself, and more than going through the survival of, you know, age 3 to 15, I really kind of gave me a limited perspective on what my success potential would be. But at 11, I'd come to Christ. I had a protection over me, but what I didn't understand was that depth of relationship, and that came to me across those years up to about 21, and then the day I got married, 24, when I really asked the Lord, and he came to me, he said, "You know you can't do this." Almost, I felt like I could have run away from my wedding the day I got married. I was so scared that I was going to wreck this wonderful woman's life. And he said, I know you can't do it, but I'll help you. And, you know, we'll celebrate 30 years on the 27th of December. And it's just been the most spectacular, beautiful ride for me ever since.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, you just shared what Christmas is all about, the birth of the one that became our Savior. What's on your heart you'd share with those about the specialness of Christmas that are listening?
Having come from a life that was in the greatest need of redemption, that is the hope that I share with the folks that engage with me about their health, and many times about their relationship. Every day, Dr. Randy, I'm praying with clients that have things happen in their families. People of great means and few means, but all their situations, loving their kids, helping make them successful. One woman today, you know, a 39-year-old daughter who's living in the past of past hurts and past perceived offenses and slights, now is passing on that challenge to her own 19-year-old son because of how she's living. Every day it's the prayer with these folks that the hope that these situations, no matter how long they've gone on or how dark they got or how powerful the events that twisted or bent their situations, that God is bigger and stronger and loves them so much, and his whole and soul goal is to show his power and care for them by making a positive effect in the lives of these that they care for and in their lives at the same time.
Man, what a passion. I'll tell you, if this health coaching thing doesn't work out, you've got a job in the pulpit, because God's given you a great passion way beyond helping people with their physical health, with their spiritual health. And of course, that's a focus here at Christmas time. So we want to say thank you for all of your help with the ministry this last year. We want to wish you and your family a great Christmas, King, and thank you for being a part of Intentional Living.
Thank you for intentionally asking me, and I believe that intentional living has a profound effect on the folks that listen. Thank you for the opportunity to come alongside you.
Hey, thank you, King. In fact, I want to say thanks to all the contributors today, Linda and Greg and Rod and Parky and, of course, King, and thank you all for being a part of the ministry. We appreciate what you do every day. You know, when you think of that Luke 2 passage that many families will be reading as a family, you think about the good news. It says, "Don't be afraid," the angel says. "I'm here with good news for you, which will bring great joy to all people." And I would ask, has that good news brought you great joy? That might be an indication of how real your faith is in relationship to the Christ of Christmas. So I just want to say, on behalf of my wife, Donna, and our children, Evan and Andrea and Derek and their families, and all of our grandchildren, that we're celebrating together over this Christmas time. From our family to yours, we want to say not only a Merry Christmas, but a blessed Christmas, a Christmas that you will find an opportunity to not only receive, but hopefully to give. And if you're having a tough Christmas, it's a time also to reflect on God's goodness and the memories that draw us together as a family. So thank you all. And again, I want to thank all of you for your prayers for us during this time of year. We've got a great week coming up. As we celebrate the end of the year, I hope you'll be joining us from the Intentional Living Center. From all of us here at the Intentional Living Center, God bless you and Merry Christmas.